This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you! Yeah you, in the car! Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macra and myself, Tass. We've had fabulous feedback from our listeners this morning. I want to just call out two of our regulars and most prolific feedbackers, Mel Smith and 317. Keep it coming. We love hearing from you. Our next guest, of course, is Nevena Sporowska, co-convener of the Victorian Pride Lobby. Good morning to you, Nevena.
Good morning, Tass and Macca. How are we this fine day?
Good, great to have you back on the airwaves. It's a pity we don't have you in the studio, but it looks like our entire show today is done via telephone, which is fine, of course. Nevena, I understand that you followed very closely the Victoria Police Town Hall event last week. What were your reflections on that? I presume that you, if you weren't there, that you've actually at least had an opportunity to see it live stream or in a pre-record. So what were your reflections on this?
Thanks, Tass. I was there in person and representing the lobby on the panel. Included our committee member, Nick Hollis, alongside Carolyn, who was representing Thorn Harbour Health, Neil Patterson, Jen Dixon from Victoria Police, and our Commissioner for LGBTIQ Communities, Todd Fernando, and facilitated by your wonderful co-host, Macca. So this event, for anyone who was unfamiliar with it, it's available to be listened to or to be viewed, was part of a broader truth-telling process where our communities had an opportunity to engage directly with Vic Police and start having some honest and at times difficult conversations. So it was my reflection on that is that there was a lot of goodwill on both sides, both on the part of VicPol to organise this at the Pride Centre, to be involved, to actively listen, and on part of our communities to come there. And for many, we acknowledged there and many times throughout the event itself, which went for approximately 1.5 hours, the difficulty that some have, not just with any historical trauma or incidents that may carry, but just recognising that this is the type of dialogue that's going to move us forward. Was that your reflection as well, Macca?
Yes, Nevena. Look, and I want to actually acknowledge that Nevena and I had a discussion back in May, I think it might have been, or whatever, and we were actually talking about this issue, about the relationship between our community and Victoria Police, and we sort of mused that it would actually be a good idea to have a town hall thing. And then I think shortly after that, it might have even been straight after that, I spoke, you know, on air with Shane Patton, the Chief Commissioner, and suggested this, and he agreed. And then what's happened since then is, you know, the lobby and other groups and also Todd Fernando helped to make this happen. And, you know, Joy was involved in that too. So I want to acknowledge that, you know, it was an initiative that came from a couple of directions. And the thing is, it happened. Look, for me, it was a challenging day because being the MC and also, in effect, not the custodian, but the Q&A, having to, you know, the weight of expectation was high.
You know, what did the community expect, Macca?
So I think, well, it depends which part of the community you ask. And, you know, there are people there that didn't believe we should be engaging with the police at all. And there were people there that, in some cases, perhaps had a very rosy view of the relationship. Now, it sits somewhere in between. And it was a difficult discussion. I believe that actually having the discussion is what is needed. We won't actually achieve change, no matter how difficult that change
is. So a question to both of you, was it a worthwhile event?
I think so.
Never though?
I think so, absolutely. And as we discussed there, this is a start of a broader conversation that not only VicPol is going to be having with our communities, but our communities need to have amongst ourselves.
Yes.
So Nick Hollis from the Victorian Pride Lobby suggested a community-led event. So this one was organised by VicPol at the Pride Centre, and it was interesting how it was set up. Everyone had an opportunity to ask a question via what's called Slido, where you can submit either anonymously or with your name to it a question. And there was a commitment from VicPol, and I think this is a very good one on their behalf, to answer every single question that was put to them. And I think that's going to be difficult for them, because when we talk about Victoria Police, we're talking about an institute of 22,000 people with 17,000 officers, as Neil shared with us. And it fell on the two representatives there to have to field those questions. And a lot of them were really hard tasks. You know, we're talking about some of those high-profile incidents like the Danny Laidley photo leak, which, and I commend Neil Paterson for describing it himself as an organisational failing. It wasn't just those group of individuals. It was an organisational failing. So in bringing all that together, I think that this is a step forward, because we can't be beholden to our history. We have to acknowledge it. We have to be part of that truth-telling process. But we do need to start stepping forward, whatever that looks like.
So what's the problem that we're trying to fix here? This is a bit that's missing for me.
It's actually about, if I can, Tess, it's about accountability and it's about transparency. And, you know, one of the discussion points, as you remember, Nevena, was about a beats policy. What is the beats policy? And the confusion and the difficulty around that. And that discussion's been had, I don't know how long ago it was, Melinda Edwards was appointed as a
liaison officer.
I think it was 20 years ago, at least. That discussion is still taking place. And Neil Paterson undertook to publicly release what the police policy is. So again, it's about us understanding. Look, people had high expectations, and I think to meet them in the space of a couple of hours is difficult. As Nevena says, it's got to be an ongoing discussion, not just between our community and the police, but within our community.
And Nevena, what do you think?
My reflection there, Tass, is if there wasn't a problem, we wouldn't need this town hall. But the fact that beats are still being raided, the fact that there's still high-profile incidents, the fact that people are telling us that they're experiencing discrimination based on their gender identity, sexuality, or other characteristics means that there is still a failing on behalf of VicPol. But by having these conversations, by talking about these policies, by bringing these out to the sunlight, we are saying that by working together in the space of reform, and there may be times where the police need to step back and say, this is not a space where we're needed. So that might be the case when it comes to beat policing. That's something for us to have that conversation around with organisations like Thorn Harbour and others, to understand why is this still happening.
So interestingly enough, one of the things that I observed during the week after the event was a bit of social media, some fairly aggressive criticism, I have to say, and
disgusting.
Some fairly aggressive commentary about the police displaying their emblem on a queer flag, proudly saying, here we are, we're queer police, and we want to be part of this conversation. The commentary around that was very aggressive, I thought. Did you see any of that commentary at all, any of that social media?
I did, Tess. So I heard it on the day. There was a comment brought up by someone in the audience.
Oh, really?
Saying
I wasn't there.
The police branding didn't have a place on the flag, and there was definitely some words had on social media around. And I think for some people there is a rightful amount of anger about this. And the consideration that was put forward there was to VicPol to not use their emblem on the flag. The flag is, for many people, a source of pride. And the history that some people read into that is a very difficult one to navigate. Well, how can the police and the pride flag be as one? So I think there needs to be some deep thinking on the side of VicPol about having branding on the pride flag in the future.
Where do queer police officers sit then? So don't they have a right to also be able to proudly put their hand on their heart and say that they are queer and that they enjoy being part of the community and they want to actually display the flag?
Absolutely, and that happens by flying the pride flag. That happens
so what's the
by
problem?
Sharing their identity as being part of our community.
So what's the problem?
Being a police officer isn't part of... being a police officer isn't an identity, it's an occupation. But it would be
putting their logo on
the pride flag.
I think
the police have a very violent history and people react to that, especially with our community. So the problem for many is that brings up that very violent history that the police have with our community and they don't see the police as our allies.
Yeah, I think that is, and this is not to reduce or diminish those people's feelings. It's not. I acknowledge it, and you know I've seen it, and I've experienced. There are equally as many people that I think feel differently, and this is where the discussions within our community, you know, there is no one correct point of view, and you know we need to have this discussion, but we need to engage because if we don't engage, nothing will change. If the people who justifiably are very upset and have very strong views, they are absolutely entitled to think that and believe that. And if they want that situation to continue, then that's their choice. But equally, there are people that actually want the situation to be better. And the only way we are going to get to a better place is by within our communities engaging and then also engaging, you know, with Victoria Police. Not in, you know, people who say we shouldn't be talking, well, I say to them, you're wrong. We need to talk. We need to discuss this. And it's going to be a long and difficult journey, isn't it, Nevena?
I agree. And I think that's a reflection that I've been having as well, Macca, that we have to acknowledge our history. We have to undertake this process of truth-telling, but we need to have a conversation about what is a better future going to look like. Otherwise, we're going to be stuck in these circular conversations that have been going before my time and before,
Before
other people's time beforehand. And before yours. This is, you know, even though our communities aren't, hundreds of years old in the modern sense of things, some of these issues that we're having have just been coming up year after year after year, and it's time for us to face them and move forward.
Yeah, it's... And look, again, I say to people, I got some robust feedback. I welcome that. But, you know, I do say... For me, it was a decision I made when I was asked if I would do it, and I knew there would be some downside to it. Well, you know, I copped that on the chin. But I am going to continue to engage, and I think everyone needs to continue to engage if we want to make the situation better. But let's not think this is, you know, it's going to be all going to be wonderful. It's, you know, an institution to change is very, very difficult. An institution, you know, that is based, you know, the way, you know, the command and everything system works in the police force, I understand that. We need, you know, we need to be realistic about this, but I can, you know, say if we don't engage, well, nothing will change. Nothing will change.
Agree. I think we can expect and demand a high amount of accountability given that police have incredibly broad-sweeping powers and are authorised to use force. So that's why I think many in our communities hold them to a higher standard, but that's why equally it's just as important to continue to engage and to seek reform where it's needed.
Yeah. And look, again, I want to thank everyone that attended for whatever reason you attended.
And everybody who participated.
And everyone who participated. And all the hundreds of people that watched online. The fact that you watched it online and you attended and you submitted questions, that is fantastic. Because that's engagement. And, you know, some people will feel comfortable, some people will feel disappointed. We need to continue. If we don't, we won't make change. And the role that the lobby plays in this is really important, just as Thorn Harbour, you know, and Todd Fernando and every other organisation that engaged around this. Those discussions are really important. We've got to continue them. But let's be realistic about the time frame and the outcome.
Macca, a number of our messages this morning are supporting exactly what you're saying and what Nevin is saying. So I think the important message here is to keep the dialogue flowing.
Yep.
To remain truthful and honest and transparent in the issues and the points that we are raising if we are to move forward. Nevin, thank you very much for your time again this morning. We do need to move on. It's always great chatting with you. Look forward to seeing more of you in the new year. And can I offer you best wishes for the coming season and, of course, 2022.
And all the best to yourselves. And thanks for the privilege of having these wonderful conversations over the last year. And here's to many more in the studio next year.
Good on you.
Thank you.
All the best.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.